3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hey, glad to be back. We're so glad to be back here at Meridian Health Institute, Meridian Medical Dental. We're here to care for you head to toe.
That's right. Dr. Liao is the chief medical officer right here at Meridian Medical Dental in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. We hope everybody wants to be here, too. I know our team does.
Well, yeah, they want to get paid and they have a good time. You know, these guys have all been here together for 20 and 30 years. And,
because you know, the smiles make us so happy. And when every patient gets to smile, that's just so amazing for us to have them feeling good, looking good, and excited to share their stories.
Well, we're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, because of your emails, we're going to approach a few subjects today and then next week and things like that. But this week, in response, we want to talk about fatigue. You know, some people, like, what is chronic fatigue, and is it always, you know, we're hearing a lot about it because of COVID.
Correct. Okay?
But it's not always COVID, is it?
It's not always COVID. You know, we have several patients that come in, and, you know, in the past, it was always defined as chronic fatigue. Used to be defined as, we can't find anything that is wrong, and you've suffered from fatigue over the last 6 months, so, hey, we're just going to call it chronic fatigue. However, now we're able to look at different laboratories to test for different things. One of the tests that we look at is the Epstein-Barr virus. Also, we look at one that's called cytomegalovirus. So I'm just going to say EBV and CMV for short. Mm-hmm. And both of those can have titers. And when I say a titer is described as if we look at that lab value and anything under 60 is normal, and your test result shows 750, well, you're not feeling good and probably want to nap every second.
We know the person that was 750, don't we?
Yes, we know a few of those. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know, it's one of those where you can't get out of bed today. You want to slap yourself just to get wake up. And it's like, you know, did I drink a lot last night?
No, that's not what caused it.
What was it? I feel like I've got an eight-day hangover, but
people feel like a Mack truck ran over them.
Yeah.
They just are constantly tired. Sometimes they feel not only the fatigue, but maybe they have pain all over. And it's just inflammatory reaction in the body that continues to grow. And once it's not under control, and maybe they're eating poorly, they might be eating a lot of carbs, which causes a lot of inflammation. So they have one thing after another where they're getting tired of feeling tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's that way. And sometimes you just get run down. And sometimes, if you have a bad week or this or that, or you're stressed or something, but you don't ever recover off this one. It's like
Correct.
Months.
It can be months. And sometimes we actually see a whole family, like a cluster, where they're all affected by the chronic fatigue. So if one person has Epstein-Barr virus, maybe they have a combination of the two. Maybe they had COVID earlier in the year. All of these things can be looked at. And a lot of people might have seen some of the new Nature magazine where it looked about at the spike protein for COVID. And there are people that are talking about this particular protein and defining it as if they have this protein, they're considered a long hauler for COVID, which means they're tired of being sick and tired. However, I also want them to look at the Epstein-Barr virus and the cytomegalovirus because it could be a combination. If they were out hunting, maybe we need to look at Lyme. So there's a lot of different things that can have this same type of symptomatology, right. But we need to find out what the root cause is because I don't want to treat symptoms. We want to treat the root cause.
Yeah, is that Lyme, like from the brown ticks and things like that?
Yes, okay. Deer ticks, all of these different things. There's also times where it's just simple as their thyroid decided to go nuts.
Yeah.
And
no, got that. Yeah.
So when people are feeling maybe they're losing their hair, maybe their nails aren't being as strong, so it can be as simple as, you know, gosh, I've just been a lot constipated lately. I hate to talk about it. I'm like, it's a symptom. But we have to find the root cause of these symptoms, and all of these can be related. And what if you had a thyroid issue plus one of these viruses or two of these viruses? You're going to be pretty tired and not really want to get up and go to the office or go to work in the morning because you're exhausted and may have foggy thinking, which we're going to be talking about soon, too.
Yeah, we'll do that one on the next one. But all right, a couple questions. All right,
yes.
First of all, it's a virus. Does that mean I can come over there and give you a hug and get it?
That's a great question because, COVID, we're very much know how that's transferred. With the cytomegalo and Epstein-Barr virus, what I can share is that people who are in close proximity tend to get it, but we don't really know what the how they're getting it, whether it's from saliva, whether it's from, you know, from bodily fluids, whether it's touching the surface and having it. It may also be that that person just has a lower immune system, because in my clinical experience, people who are coming in and they've had COVID in the past 6 months to a year and they're still feeling tired, they're absolutely COVID free, but we are seeing these viruses. Maybe it's because their immune system was so down at that time that now they're more maybe they're more prone to getting it.
Is this classified as an autoimmune virus?
It is not classified as an autoimmune. It truly is a virus. What's interesting about this particular virus is that they both work kind of like a parasitic effect. They steal all your amino acids called glutathione. And you need glutathione in order to make energy. If people remember biology and chemistry back in high school and college.
I tried to forget.
Yeah, I know. It was always 36 ATP make energy. But if you don't have the glutathione, you can't make the ATP, and therefore you will have no energy. So it is a stair step and very much an important amino acid to have. And one of the first things that we do is start people on glutathione. The side effects of high glutathione doses, because a lot of people say, can I get an IV? Well, if they have a cardiovascular problem, then we have to go really slowly because it can cause palpitations. It could cause arrhythmias if taken in too high of a dose. And then there are people who are absolutely the candidate for the glutathione IV. So we do both. It's just depending on the situation and what their personal history is to determine which road that we're going to travel to get them to feeling better.
Kind of reminds me when you were a kid, you had mono, or somebody had mono.
Correct.
Or things like
and
that.
And that's how we explain it, is that this is kind of in the mono family. People say, well, what's
a cousin?
That? Maybe, exactly, kind of like a cousin. So a lot of people will say, you know, is this, you know, could I have had this before? And I'll say, have you ever had mono in the past? Well, you know, when I was in high school, I did, or when I was in college. And those viruses can continue to live inside of us. And then you undergo stress, and guess what? Just like an autoimmune illness, it tends to rear its ugly head. So we have to stay on top of it. And that's why nutrition is really important, and exercising, so that your immune system stays up, so that you're able to fight the things you're not even aware of that you're exposed to.
So it's not an autoimmune
Per se,
but it's really brought on if your immune system is down.
Correct. And
so
if you do,
we've got to keep that up.
Correct. And if you do have an autoimmune illness, then you are going to be more prone because you have a lower immune system.
Sure.
So we have to look at all things. You know, I see a lot of patients having rheumatoid arthritis myself. I tend to see a lot of patients who have rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm like, let's start from the beginning. Let's see if these other things are there. And then when we do find those answers and we're able to treat them with glutathione, maybe we'll do some ozone therapy, or we'll do some IV drip therapy. And all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so much better. I haven't had this kind of energy in years. Now you have somebody that's looking forward to having a new chapter in their life.
I talked to somebody last night that had that exact thing, and she was horrible for you know, then you found out the problem, and you know, it's been a few months of doing this therapy with you, and,
yes,
and she feels dramatically,
yes,
it looks great and things like that. But you know, the immune, what if you've ever had cancer or something like that, you know, 20 years ago or this or that?
And remember, you know, there was a study that came out in November of 2021, and it was stating that people who have had breast cancer could have a recurrence up to 21 years that they were able to study and verify, same cancer, same breast. And whereas, you know, a lot of times people will say that they have a recurrence, but it's actually a new cancer because it's in the opposite breast. So it's really interesting to see, as we study and we look at the research, we're learning more every day. And if a person is suffering from fatigue and they're saying, gosh, if I could just close my eyes for 10 minutes, you know, obviously, you know, when people are driving on the road, being tired is just as dangerous as having an alcoholic beverage and driving. So I encourage, go and see the doctor, go and get some basic lab work. If they haven't found it, then, you know, give us a call. We can absolutely help direct the direction of those tests and give you information, or we might be the ones that order them for you to find out if that's the cause.
Yeah, I was reading something out. I did a story the other day on our Let's Talk Wheels about a year ago about tired, you know, chronic fatigue. And if you only have 6 hours of sleep, it's the same as having one drink or two drinks.
Correct.
And if you have only 5 or 4 hours of sleep, it's the same as being legally drunk.
Correct.
Your senses are dulled that much, you might as well just give it up and crash right then,
right,
because it's that bad. And your body can only do so much before it shuts down.
Correct, because you can only restore when you're sleeping. And a lot of people who are working shift work, you know, I kind of think of what I do. There's days where we are working till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and then we have to start really early, just depending on what the needs are of our patient and our community. And you have to be very aware of that to be able to say, hey, maybe we need to do a little bit late start. But if you have to show up at 4:30 in the morning, I know my brother goes to work at 4:30 in the morning. He has shift work that he does. And he'll just be like, gosh, you know, then you have 2 days off, and the transition of that, you never catch up. So that can cause headaches, that can cause sleeping problems, that can cause snoring. And all of these things can also be related to the anxiety and the overwhelm. So they might be clenching and grinding as well. So now we have a dental component that is part of the medical component. And that's why we're medical dental, is that we're going to treat the whole person from head to toe.
This is coming from somebody that works 18-hour days many times.
And I love every second of it. You know, I do.
But you're not driving either.
I'm not driving. No, I'm not driving. And if I've had long days, I actually have somebody come pick me up. I mean, we have to be safe about it. And we all take care of each other. That's why we're called a team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's our dream team.
Any other questions?
Any other questions that we've heard
out there?
We got
a lot of stuff, about this chronic fatigue thing. We're going to talk about, you know, some fillers, some collagen. We're going to talk about a bunch of other stuff coming up.
Yes.
Brain fog. I could probably use that as an excuse for the last, 12 years of my life. But, we all have a brain fog.
Yes.
We all have some days where you're just
exhausted.
Feel like Mr. Magoo, and you're just...
Your brain is not catching up with your words, and your words are not catching up with your brain. And
yes.
Our next segment, we're going to talk all about that. I can't wait.
That is awesome. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. But folks, if you have any topic you want us to tackle, and she'll do it, let me tell you, head on, send us an email, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. That's info@everydayhealthhacker.com. And she will check it out, I promise you. This lady right here will actually see the emails and read them.
Oh, we look forward to your comments. We hope that you'll like our channel and subscribe. We look forward to seeing you soon. Have a blessed week.
As always, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the awesome staff here at Meridian Health Institute, Meridian Medical and Dental, 281-265-6565. Our producer and myself, I want to thank everybody for checking out. Please subscribe for the podcast. You're going to learn a lot. I know I do every time. And I wake up in a whole new world going, geez, I didn't know that. I was really that clueless?
That's what it's all about. We want to share and educate.
And, check us out on social media, LinkedIn. This lady's everywhere. And as always, have a great week.
Have a blessed week. See you soon.